Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook. I am hoping that this will help you lead a healthier lifestyle, and that's what my show is all about. And leading a healthier lifestyle includes all sorts of things, and that's one of the things that I love so much about my job is that it includes diet, of course. It includes eating healthy, includes exercise, but it also includes so many other things. And when I first started in this field, I would have never guessed the different things that I would be learning about. And as a lifelong learner, which I pride myself in being, I've been able to learn so much about all of the different things that come with health and wellness. Interestingly, as I've aged, my clients have aged, and a lot of my clients have aged along with me. And to date, my oldest running client, and what I mean by that is a client that has been with me in years, the longest amount of time, is coming up on 18 years, which is amazing. And there's actually three of them. So they have aged along with me. And also I have found that I seem to onboard clients every single day of all different ages. But as I age, I seem to attract members of about the same age. And even though I still do get an overabundance of members that are much younger than me, I do have a lot of people that are about the same age as me. And for those of you that are new listeners or don't know me, I did just turn 51 years old. And along with age comes aging, and along with aging comes aging skin. And so one of the things that I've learned that encompasses wellness is taking care of all aspects of yourself, and that does include skin and skin care. But when you lose weight, your skin will also change. And when you start eating differently, you start changing the way you eat, the way you exercise, your skin is going to react differently. And this is something that I find myself talking about often when I am meeting with members, and certainly more and more when I am talking to members who have lost weight. Because the loss of skin elasticity is a natural part of the aging process, of course. And you've probably noticed this if you have aged. Even if you are in your early 30s, our skin is just not as taut. It doesn't bounce back the way it used to. And if you look at a young child's skin, it's very, very, very taut. A skin's elasticity is the skin's ability to stretch and snap back to its original shape. And the loss of this elasticity is known as elastosis. Elastosis actually is what causes skin to look saggy, crinkled, or leathery. Areas of the skin that's exposed to sun can get what's called solar elastosis. And those of you that are active and have led an active lifestyle, runners and swimmers and bicyclists, might have more weathered parts on your body than others. And those are the areas that have been exposed to the sun. A lot of my golfer clients, a lot of my tennis players are very sun exposed, and it's quite obvious. And so how can we fix this? How can we repair elastosis, whether it's from aging, whether it's from weight loss, whether it's from sun damage? And we shouldn't just let it slide. We shouldn't just ignore it. And really what we should do is create a regimen for it. We should put our skin on a diet. And so the diet is the regimen. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And if you've lost 5 pounds, if you've lost 50 pounds, you're going to notice this skin change. And I want to talk about what things you can do to improve it, and if you have any hope for getting it back. And as I help people who are aging, especially, and losing weight, it's almost a double slam, because now you have lost the elasticity in your skin and you have lost weight. So what is one to do? So skin is the body's largest organ. It's our shield against the elements. And as people age, their skin naturally starts to show the effects of time. In addition to losing collagen, it loses its elastin, and that's the protein which provides skin with the ability to stretch, like I said, and snap back. Elastin is found in the connective tissue under the skin's dermis. And environmental and lifestyle causes can worsen both of these. And all of these things are sun exposure, air pollution, poor nutrition, smoking, dehydration, and certainly rapid and extensive weight loss can also cause this. And notice I said rapid, because this is very, very pertinent to this topic. So some tips for preventing this loss of elasticity. Lifestyle changes are your best bet for limiting this. And I know we are a society of quick fixes. And if you haven't listened to my show on biohacking your health, there are a ton of biohacks for skincare, more than I could even talk about in an hour long show. And more than, I would say, 95% of them are just hacks. So cycling back to the only way to do it right is to do it naturally. And changing that lifestyle is the best way to do it. So limit your sun exposure. If you are out all day in the sun, if you are a golfer, if you are somebody that loves being outside in the sun, I'm a runner, wear those hats, use that sunscreen. It's going to make a big difference. This is going to slow down that process, and it's not going to make it go away, but it is going to stop any further damage. Add antioxidants to your diet. Foods that are rich in vitamin C and E are going to help maintain the skin's elasticity and overall health. It's important to remember that even the healthiest diet will not be enough to counteract sun-related activities. So please be known that if you are sitting out in the sun, drinking that vitamin C drink, it's not going to counteract it. So make sure that you are still taking precaution under the sun. If you are a smoker, believe me when I tell you that the elasticity in your skin is not going to get better, because smoking narrows blood vessels, which decreases the blood flow, and it actually limits the ability of nutrients to get into your body and reach the skin. So right then and there, smoking cessation helps reduce the ongoing damage of cigarette smoking to the skin, as well as the rest of the body. So what do you do to reduce minor sagging? So now we have somebody that maybe has lost a little bit of weight, and we're noticing that right away, and people are thrilled. You know, it's this bittersweet reaction. Happy that we've lost that 10 pounds, but not so happy because we have this loose skin. So what do we do? And this could be anywhere. It could be on your arms. It could be on your stomach, midsection, even on your face. And if you are somebody that has experienced this, you might even have people mention to you that your face looks caved in. It looks gaunt. And there's a couple things that go along with this. First off, when you first lose weight, the skin is going to take a little bit of time to catch up. That elasticity is going to come back. It's minor sagging, but it will come back if you exercise. Saggy skin on the body caused by moderate weight loss or pregnancy can be improved with exercise. Anybody that I have ever seen that has lost weight by diet alone will have more sagging skin than if somebody adds exercise to the regimen. Exercise is going to build muscle mass. Exercise is going to tighten your muscles, and it's going to reduce the look of minor skin sagging. For example, weightlifting, resistance training, working out with weights, machines, bands, all of these things are going to help tighten the skin. Even facial exercises. I know it sounds silly, but moving those muscles around in your face is going to help. Although there's been a lot of research that shows that, you know, the facial exercises are only going to change and minimize wrinkles just a bit. So I will talk about the facial wrinkles a little bit later in the show. So creams, lotions, and serums that contain ingredients such as retinol may improve elasticity around the eye area and on the facial skin. Both over-the-counter products and prescription medications can help. And the market is loaded with this. So if you are somebody that is looking into skin products, make sure you go to the source. And if you want to go to a dermatologist or you want to look up the right information, I can tell you that you will be overloaded and you will not know what to buy. So I'm going to give you a few keywords to look at if you are out shopping. So prescription retinoids, such as tretinoin and retin A, a boost collagen production cream is really the way to go. But you do need a prescription for this, and a dermatologist can get this to you. It's also very, very powerful, and it comes in different prescription strengths. So if you use too much of it, it is actually going to dry out your skin. They're going to produce more significant results than the over-the-counter products. As far as lifestyle changes go, remaining hydrated is huge. Wearing sunscreen and, of course, like I said, eliminating harmful habits such as smoking is going to be a huge variable in keeping that skin fresher and less saggy. So as far as supplements go, there are a lot of oral supplements that do contain collagen. And this is a big boom right now. It is buzzing the market, and I hear about it probably, I would say, multiple times a week. Collagen boosting powders and collagen boosting supplements that are found in pill form. And there's also a product called hyaluronic acid. And for sure, if you zone in on this, you will see it everywhere. It is one that has been verified to help reduce age-related sagging skin. And it is not expensive. Neither of these products are expensive. And they are also very harmless. So there is no magic pill to help fix the loose skin, but certainly supplements can be helpful. But they're again, to be taken wisely, and you should know exactly how much to take. A good amount, an appropriate amount of hyaluronic acid to take is about 100 milligrams a day. But as always, you want to consult with your medical professional and seek help if needed. Okay, so let's talk about the supplements. Collagen is a protein found in the skin's connective tissues. And this is something that our bodies just produce. There's evidence that the oral form of collagen can be absorbed through the gut and delivered to the skin via the bloodstream. So once this came out, after a study was done, that the collagen peptides could be actually extracted and delivered by consuming them. And they could actually help improve the skin's elasticity and firmness. The market just boomed. And so this particular study found that a nutritional drink containing collagen peptides, as well as some other ingredients, you know, vitamin C and hibiscus and some Maiqui berry extracts, caused a significant increase in these patients' skin. In fact, starting in 4 weeks, 85% of them noticed an improvement in not only the elasticity, but in the firmness of their skin. So this got out, and now you can find this anywhere. And so it's sold at Costco, it's sold at Walmart, it's sold on Amazon, and it is actually protein. But it's a different form of protein because it has the collagen in it. So what do you do with this? Well, it dissolves. It dissolves instantly in water. It dissolves instantly in coffee or tea, and it's completely tasteless. So what you could do is just take a heaping spoonful of it, put it in your coffee or tea. You're getting a little bit of a supplement of protein, and you're also getting that collagen. So that's going to help boost your skin's natural elasticity. So if you are just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about getting your skin on a diet, getting your skin to that prime point of perfection, and what things that you can do to see the results and have those results be promising. So keep in mind with that study that I just talked about, the patients, the members that were doing this, they were also participating in a healthy regimen of eating, a diet that was approved by their physicians. So I want to stress that you can put these collagen peptides, in your coffee all day long. You could put, all sorts of creams and regimens on your body. But if you are not exercising and you are not following a nutritious diet, none of this will work. So keep that in mind, because otherwise it's not going to help your skin. The top thing here is hydration. Skin is, like we said, a muscle, and it will dry out. I've told my clients this this story time and time again. Before I was a nutritionist, I was a marathon runner, and I went and got a massage. And I'll never forget this, because it really made a monumental change in how I think nutrition, hydration, and mindset. The massage therapist said to me, she was shocked at how tight my muscles were. And she asked me right away, she said, "How much water do you drink?" And my answer at the time was not very much water. And she commented that she knew how dehydrated I was based on how my skin looked and how my my muscles and my tendons were moving. And her analogy was that my tendons were so stiff and dried up, almost like licorice that had been sitting out all day. And that's exactly what she said. She said, picture licorice that has been sitting out in the sun all day. It's dried up. It's going to just crack. Now picture licorice that has been soaking in water all day. It's going to glide. It's going to be smooth, and it's going to be elastic. And boy, did that hit home. And I hope it hit home for you listening, because it made perfect sense. And our skin is the same way. And oftentimes when I have people that join my program, they right away say that their skin feels great, their hair feels great, and it's because they're hydrating. And that's the biggest thing. And also, in addition to all of these creams and regimens, your body needs time. Your skin is going to shrink. When you lose weight, it takes time. It takes 4 to 6 months approximately for somebody that's lost weight for that skin to catch up. So if you are somebody that just lost weight and you're noticing when you sit down, you have that Sharpay looking kind of stomach wrinkle going on, that will tighten up with the proper routine of diet and exercise. Don't default to thinking that it's not. And don't default to thinking that you shouldn't lose more weight, especially if you are not at your ideal weight, because it will continue to improve. Some good news, though. There are, in addition to the supplements that you could take, eating dark chocolate, if you are a chocolate fan, is a potential skin elasticity fix for you. And this is true. A study found that daily intake of cacao, now keep in mind, there's a difference between that and a brick of Hershey's chocolate, has improved skin elasticity and improved and reduced wrinkles. So cocoa flavorants are naturally occurring dietary supplements that are found in the cocoa bean. So not all chocolate contains high levels of this flavorant. So look for chocolate that contains about 320 milligrams of cacao, and it is spelled exactly like it sounds. If you include that, and you will find that definitely in the health food section, if you eat this in its raw form, it is really, really bitter. But if you melt it and you include it in your shakes, it will give you those benefits. So sorry that I gave you the really, really good news and then I kind of swiped it away with the bad news. All right. So as far as the firming creams go, retinol is a really great one. And there are a lot of retinols on the market that you can get over the counter. But like I said, they're not as potent as the prescription ones. So be sure that you combine it with vitamin C. So make sure if you are buying something over the counter that it is combined with the vitamin C and also with the hyaluronic acid. Those three together are the way to go. Now, in more serious cases, if you are somebody that has lost a significant amount of weight, and we are talking 100 pounds or more, some people might even be a candidate at 50 pounds or more. The amount of sagging skin might result in something that might need a surgical path. And now there are surgical procedures that will remove the loose skin after all of this weight loss. But there are also some non-surgical cosmetic procedures that don't require needing to go for surgery. Obviously, we've all heard of the tummy tucks and the arm lift surgeries and the facelifts and all that. But there are a lot of other therapies. There's hormone therapy that might actually tighten your skin. And there's laser treatments. And a lot of these laser treatments, although very costly and also not covered by your insurance, are non-invasive and are not painful. But they're performed same day. And you are not leaving with bandages and there's no downtime at all. So the procedures have a positive effect on the skin and skin tone, and they do help produce new collagen. There's also a lot of techniques that can be done by an esthetician. And many of you may have heard the needling technique, where they actually will take needles and poke the skin, breaking the skin barrier just enough to create the collagen production. So it's a matter of getting the collagen that's already in your skin produced again, getting it moving. And these are non-invasive procedures, but you do need to know what you're doing. And these are not advised for you to do at home. And that's probably the biggest risk factor here, is oftentimes people try to take the shortcut and try to do non-surgical procedures to improve saggy skin at home, instead of following the important instructions given to you by either a dermatologist or a doctor. And keep in mind also that once you've lost the weight, that weight could come back. So if you're going through the surgical procedure and you're going through all of these measures of skin removal, that weight very well could come back. And that is a really invasive and painful way to go. So it might be to your benefit to start out and go the non-invasive way, which is the healthy way, the natural way, and it is the way of health and wellness. So put your skin on a diet, take care of it by lotions, creams, and like I said, water. And the biggest advice I can give you is let that skin catch up with you, because you've already worked so hard, and it will treat you as well as you have treated it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking.